Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're just joining us, apparently Steelers Nation believes that the Ayuk and Debo thing is not over, which we should talk about in a little bit. Because
right.
I thought what you said during the handoff thingy, I thought was really true, which is... I don't see a way of doing this now where people aren't going. Now people can be even more upset. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Because you didn't get anything for him that you can use right now.
Well, we don't know what, like.
True. If it's the same kind of deal as
George Pickens for Brandon Ayuk.
I mean.
That's not happening. But
right. I'd have to look at his contract details.
I would wait until I know what we don't know before I get upset. That's kind of my deal, but I have a hard time believing that they're going to go through the twists and turns of demanding something wonderful in return, and that's why we didn't trade them, and then turn around and do something a couple days later for like a number one draft pick in a year.
Right.
Oh, that would not land well.
That would chap fans' hide, their collective hide.
Yes.
Because, yeah, then you would not be getting anything. And plus, I do think, Mark, that fans and people in general have a hard time with delayed gratification. We want it now. We want to know. That's why these draft grades are so popular, because people want to know now. How did the Niners do in the draft? Well, let's go look at draft grades, and you can decide. And I'm going to do...
NFL.com gave him a B-.
Okay.
Every team got a C-plus or better. And I was like, dude, if I had a class of 32 students and everybody got a C-plus or better, I'd kiss the sky. I can't even get half of them to show up to class, let alone get a C-plus.
Do you take attendance?
So, yeah.
In college?
Yeah, but that's just for the university's sake. I don't care. I'm not going to come to your house and make you come to school. But like, my goodness. So every NFL team did C-plus work or better. Good job, everyone.
Right.
You're amazing.
Well, and that's where this becomes just complete nonsense.
Totally.
Because somebody had the 32nd best draft and somebody had the best draft. So if the 32nd best draft is still a C-plus, well, then you're going to have probably, 70% of these guys not only make their teams, but become real good NFL players.
No, everybody who got drafted over the weekend is going to make the team. C-plus, everything was above average.
Well, C-plus would have to be 77%.
Every play, every team was above average. All of them.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
What are we doing?
Well, that's from NFL.com,
yeah,
which is
just one. This
right.
is one of 28,000 lists that got sent out on Saturday night and Sunday morning.
But I think it goes to my point about instant gratification, because we all, like, you watch a game, and at the end of the game, you have that instant gratification. Your team either won or your team lost, and then you know how you're supposed to feel about it from there. And so if the Niners did make a trade and they did get a pick for next year, well, that's delayed gratification. We're going to have to wait a year for them to make the pick, and then wait two or three more years after that to see if that pick was actually any good for a player you give up today?
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Look, again, the bottom line is if something like that were going to happen, and you know, for those of you just joining us, you might be wondering why the heck we're saying this. Bryant McFadden, who used to play for the Steelers and is now very involved in Steelers media, just said on Twitter an hour ago, "Ooh, Omar is working." That's the Steelers front office. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag here we go. Hashtag stay tuned. So our crack staff, also known as our boss, Matt Nahegan, got on the phone. And he said, Odyssey, Pittsburgh, what the hell's going on? What are y'all doing out there? What's happening? And the word he got back was, yes, they're talking about a receiver. And certainly the speculation is that it would be one of the 49ers receivers. Now, listen, that's why we're talking about it. But it feels very kind of pie in the sky to me. Like, think of it, forget even how mad fans would be. Think of the egg on the face. Wouldn't there be egg on the face?
Of the Niners?
You said all weekend we explored it, then we didn't explore it. We're happy to. The only way that I could see this happening after the fact is if the draft did go the way it went, and Debo's representatives got on the phone with the Niners and said, bleep you. What the hell is this?
We want out.
It's the only way. It's the only way. The Niners press conference would have to be like, yeah, we had no choice. And they always have a choice. But you don't want to be there. Like, the 49ers are in a spot where they can force Debo and Brandon to do all these things, but you don't want to be doing that.
No, and your analogy about parenting your children is a great one, because there are things that you can force your kids to do, and eventually they'll do it or they won't do it, and you can draw your line in the sand, and you can make things tough, and I'm no more allowance, and I'm taking your car, and now you're grounded, and you can go to DEFCON 1 all you want. Is that going to get you the desired result? And I had a little standoff this morning.
Not in my case, I can tell you that.
My daughter turned 20 months old today. It's her month day, so she's 20, and she's getting that independence. So, you know, I made an egg for her, and we're having an egg for breakfast. No, she doesn't want the eggs.
No.
So now I have a choice. Either, you know, I tried the airplane. I tried all the old tricks. Have a bite for mama.
Yep.
All that, and she's out. So I can either, okay, you're not getting any other food. How's that going to work for me with a hungry baby? Now she's going to go double crabby. Or you bite the bullet and you make her a bagel like she wants. So then you end up throwing the egg away because I'm not eating. And so now you got to make her a bagel. You win, but by letting her win, we all win. And it's kind of the same thing here, right, with a player. If he's truly like Brandon Ayuk, how much are you going to draw a hard line? Or you're going to have to work with him so that everybody can win, right?
Quick aside. If you got food at the house that's going to go to waste, I'm going to bring you some Tupperware. I'm going to eat it. And I want you to bring the food to work, and I'm going to take care of it for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to wash the Tupperware, and then I'm going to bring it back to you.
I appreciate it. Okay? This was a scrambled egg, which I don't think you want my scrambled egg.
Yes, I'm going to eat it. Yes, I do. I love scrambled eggs. I have eggs every single morning.
But the scrambled egg would have been 9 hours old by now.
In Tupperware.
I'm going to eat it.
Okay. Yeah,
we're going to reheat it, okay. And then I'm going to eat it.
I'll start doing that.
I have told the lovely Christy there's something I've referred to as the tube. The tube. Because she's got two girls, and they, you know, whatever.
I like this.
Like, right. Like, someone will order a pizza, and then they just stick it in the fridge, and it just, like, that. Nobody wants that. I'm like, well, I do.
I'm going to eat it.
Put it in the tube. Stop throwing food away.
Right.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
Garbage disposal. That's what my t-shirt from 21 years ago should say. Garbage on the front, disposal on the back.
Duly noted.
All right?
All right.
Anyway, no worries.
Here's Kyle Shanahan on evaluating. Let's play Schefter first.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Check this out. This is interesting. Do you gather anything from this based on the conversation we're having? This is from the Pat McAfee Show. Adam Schefter on Ayuk and Debo.
They had inquiries about Brandon Ayuk, and they decided they wanted to try to sign him to a long-term contract that they're still trying to get done. They got a couple of inquiries on Debo. Nothing got close to getting done. And they said over the weekend, and I believe this is the plan, that the plan right now is to move forward with both those guys. Now, here's the deal. Ayuk has not signed that contract. He's headed into the last year of his deal. Juwan Jennings is headed into the last year of his deal. And Debo Samuel is headed into the last year of guaranteed money on his deal that has 2 years left. So clearly, there are wide receiver questions in San Francisco that they're going to have to address. So they got out in front of it this weekend by drafting the two wide receivers that they did, including Ricky Pearsall in round one. And now the Niners don't plan to move on from either of those guys. Now, could that change at some point? Sure, absolutely. And by the way, if there's a team that all of a sudden has a wide receiver injury and makes a big play, could you pry loose one of these guys? It's not what they would like to do. It's not what they're planning to do. It's not what they want to do. But clearly we know that there are some wide receiver questions out in San Francisco.
Okay. All right. It's not what they're planning to do. It's not what they want to do. Could you pry him loose? I mean, I guess you could argue this. Remember what Steiny was saying a few minutes ago. It's like, okay, you're going in the draft. The Niners are driving a hard bargain. You're going to give us a top 20 pick or we're out. And we have leverage in this situation because we can keep them. And so they did because they're like, no one's going to offer a top 20 pick. And then have to pay Brandon Ayuk. All right, well, what about now? I mean, you could argue that the leverage goes up even more. In other words, what Adam is saying is someone's got to, like, really, really want Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel. Is there an injury? Someone's got to, like, be in a desperate situation. And if that's the case, okay, like, you're making us that offer we can't refuse. Well, what is that offer? I mean, like, to me, a top 20 pick next year is not as valuable as a top 20 pick this year.
Right.
And you also don't know what the first round pick next year is. It top 20? Is it 31? Or is it one? You have no idea at this point. So I don't know. This almost feels to me like if the Niners were gonna be convinced of something now, it would need to be draft capital and a player. You would need to replace that wide receiver. You would need to give the 49ers someone who they know can play.
Definitely, especially in light of what Kyle said on Saturday. And I know you're going to play the full cut, but the part that struck me was you don't want to take two steps back to go three steps forward in the future. And you haven't done that. You drafted two wide receivers, so you didn't take any steps back at that position. You got deeper. You got better. Your wide receiver room now is better than it was 5 days ago.
We think.
Well,
just saying.
It's better by the fact that you have a couple of candidates
in
there.
There's more people. Yes.
Correct. It's not worse. I mean, you went from Debo, Brandon, Juwan, and who knows? And now you have Debo, Brandon, Juwan, and more who knows.
Right.
You got more who knows.
Yes. Yes.
So is it better? I think it's better. It's not worse. I don't think you can possibly argue that it's worse.
I don't know how it would be worse.
Right. So do you want to go from that spot to take the two steps back and trade Debo to Pittsburgh for, I mean, unless you can somehow get another tight end in, because I was looking at the Niners depth chart and you only have one tight end right now who is, you know, a professional, you can trust him kind of guy. And you do like to do two tight ends a lot and three tight ends occasionally.
Season doesn't start tomorrow.
That's I wish it would.
You know,
that would be a lot cooler if it
great.
Did.
That'd be great.
Right.
Although it'd be weird to play games on a Tuesday, but they did it in COVID, so why not?
Good call.
Yeah. I like, there's a long way to go. There's a long way to go. All the way up until August when, like, other teams start cutting players. And you're like, we'll take that guy. You know, there's a long way to go.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.